You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
I'm standing under the mock Tudor frontage of the main entrance to Fratton Park, Portsmouth Ground, which Michael Eisen has described as being antique. The sign above me says 1898. And one of the qualities which the American says attracted him to the club was the passion of the fans. And when you meet some of them near the ground and you mention the word takeover, you can feel the force.
My name's John Westwood, I'm a Pompey fan.
My name's Pam Wilkins, and I'm Vice Chair of Pompey Supporters Trust.
John, let me come to you. What's your view of this potential takeover?
I would like to see the Trust go out on a high rather than become vilified later on. This is the time to sell.
Do you mind who's in charge, whether it's the supporters, people you know, or what about someone from outside like Michael Eisner?
I trust the man. I just think it's a no-brainer for sure.
Pam, is it a no-brainer for you?
No, I'm not in favour of the deal. I don't think it's the right one for the club. I believe in fan ownership. I think we should continue in fan ownership.
And that gentleman, of course, is Michael Eisner. Thanks very much.
I understand that Pompey is much more than a football club. I want to maintain and build a successful team. I don't think I can be compared to your four previous owners. That's a pretty low bar.
The difference of opinion among fans is reflected at board level at the football club and the supporters' trust, in that neither is making a recommendation either way on the sale. Ashley Brown is the trust chairman.
We've acted with integrity and delivered information to our members to allow them to make an informed decision. And that's democracy. That's the power of what we did. That's the power of supporter ownership, because whatever happens next, it will be the fans that decide whether the club is sold to Michael Eisner or not.
It's cleared long by Colin, and the final whistle has gone. Portsmouth have done it. They've won promotion to League One.
Portsmouth's average crowd here at Fratton Park en route to that League Two title last season was 16,000, comfortably the biggest in the division. But if they're promoted to the Championship, then Ashley Brown knows that further progress will be almost impossible without significant investment.
You're talking about average wage bills of £20 million or so a year. If you want to get to the Premier League, you're talking about having to spend more money than you can possibly generate through standard revenues.
And if a club is owned by supporters, that will always be the case, according to sports promoter Barry Hearn, former owner of Leyton Orient.
If I was a Portsmouth fan, I would bite Michael Eisner's arm off up to his elbow to get him involved. Football fans are demanding. That demand can only be satisfied from people with money.
Not so in the opinion of Eric Samuelson, chief executive of AFC Wimbledon, probably the most well-known fan-owned club, which will be playing Portsmouth next season in League One. The issue is more about what a club and its supporters consider a success.
We surveyed the owners, the fans of the club, some time ago and said, what's your top priority? Number one was retaining ownership. Number two was getting into the Football League, which we've done. Number three was going back to Wimbledon, which we hope we're about to do. So with a bit of luck, we'll have achieved the top three priorities.
Since the club was launched in 2002, Samuelson has received at least three offers per season to buy the club. Each has been rejected. But finding new investment is one thing, being managed effectively under new ownership is another. And Portsmouth know that to their cost. Barry Hearn thought he'd found his perfect successor at Leyton Orient in Italian businessman Francesco Becchetti.
I was impressed with the man's charisma, with the sparkle in his eyes, with the language that he spoke. But what I didn't know was his management was going to be so appalling that it was going to send the club into freefall.
Since Hearn sold, Leyton Orient have suffered two successive relegations, with players and bills unpaid. But Michael Eisner's very high-profile record of business success has convinced many Portsmouth doubters to believe that he has the right credentials to become their new private owner when the result of the vote is announced on May the 23rd.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Bowen, and I'd like to invite you to download my new series about the Middle East. I've been reporting from the region for more than a quarter of a century, and BBC Radio 4 has asked me to reflect on the major events I've covered in that time and to recount some personal stories and experiences. You can listen on the Radio 4 website and in the iPlayer Radio app, or there's a free podcast you can subscribe to if you prefer. The series is called Our Man in the Middle East. There are more details on the Radio 4 website.